At their last meeting, council considered Kingston's approach to the new provincial Bring Your Own Alcohol Permit option. Starting April 30th, Ontario is expanding BYOB permits to designated outdoor public events like farmers markets, festivals, and art exhibits. According to the release from the province, the aim of the initiative is to cut costs for both event-goers and organizers. However, it is up to municipalities to opt in by passing a bylaw authorizing the use of alcohol in public and establishing a local process to determine whether an event qualifies. Staff brought a report to council recommending the city further explore potential implementation approaches and public consultation before later returning to council with recommendations to consider participation in the provincial BYOB framework. Councillors were overall unimpressed with the move by the province, but had slightly differing opinions on how to respond. Councillors like Don Amos argued the idea should be rejected outright, raising concerns about enforcement, liability, communications, and even litter.
I'm going to start off by saying I'm not in favor of this. I don't think we need to go down this road. I don't think we need to have our staff utilize their time in a deep dive endeavor that the province feels that everyone can drink whenever they want, however they want, in an event. And I think that sets various events up for failure, concerns. We already have a licensed beverage system that works in this city. The province is giving us an opt-out. I would strongly encourage my fellow councillors to vote no on this. We don't need to entertain this. We don't need to have someone show up with a keg to a random event or a cooler full of beer to a random event, set up their lawn chairs, enjoy the event, and then all of a sudden everything breaks loose and we don't have control mechanisms in place. And as indicated, our bylaw team is already stretched thin. Our police force, as we've heard multiple times from our police chief, is stretched thin. So now we're leaving it to the event organizers to manage this, and that's not a realistic expectation, I think, that can be met.
Beyond the logistics, councillors also more broadly questioned the province's priorities.
I appreciate my colleagues' measured remarks because mine are not going to be measured. I was looking at the budget and looking for any type of resources for housing and homelessness or anything related to the environment and climate change, and I saw that the province was letting us have people bring their own beer to a park. Wow. This is what the province is handing us for additional municipal tools for the problems that we're having in our city. Who's asking for this? I actually think Councillor Amos said it very well. We're going to devote our time and resources on this, on an issue that isn't a problem, and they're offering us a solution. What's with this province and alcohol, Your Worship? I have no idea that the solution for everything is, oh, we have an infrastructure problem? Go down to your Coors store and grab a six-pack of beer. We have a housing and homelessness issue? How about bring beer to a park? Like, what is this? Why are we exploring this? My vote on this is going to be no, just because I'm so infuriated that this was a mispriority of this government. I think it's just out of gas, Your Worship.
City staff noted that part of the strategy for bringing the report to council was to raise awareness about the changes and what they could mean locally. Councillor Connie Glenn echoed this, emphasizing the importance of getting all the information and providing clarity to the public.
Anecdotally, and certainly through comments that have been made, we have a pretty good idea. But the reality is every time something comes forward from the province, we get a community that's divided about their thoughts on it. So going back to, I think, one of the core things that we've done around this horseshoe over the last few years is we make sure that we've got all the information. I have no issues getting information. Yes, I would prefer that they spend more time at the provincial level concentrating on housing and homelessness. And, I was hopeful the premier would just donate his plane because we sure could use one here. but seeing as that's not reality, I would like us to stay grounded in getting good information and evidence. I'm not supportive of, obviously, overtaxing any of our staff. I'm also not in support of seeing debauchery on the streets, but at the same time, I want to give unequivocal answers to the public on what this really means to our city.
Mayor Brian Patterson capped off the conversation, acknowledging the dilemma, but also noting that council can revisit the issue in the future if needed.
I think at the crux, the heart of this is, on the one hand, wanting to get information in order to make an evidence-based decision one way or the other. On the other hand, I'm also sympathetic to the argument of why waste staff's time if we are absolutely already convinced this is not a road that we want to go down. So I think that's the question that I think we're confronted with. I think that Councillor Osanek actually raises a good point, that there's always an opportunity to bring something forward again if we find that there's an opportunity or a proponent that really wants to push for this. But I tend to agree that we've got a lot going on as a city. Our staff time is valuable. And I think our staff are hearing the debate around the table right now. There's no way that this would pass. So I think given that, my preference would be just to give staff a clear no at this point, and let's have them work on other projects that are more important for the city.
In the end, the motion was unanimously voted down, meaning the city will not move forward with further investigation and will not participate in the program at this time. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.